Weil ohne war a real language ohne McDiarmada or McDermott. She was a well-to-do rich man's daughter, and she fell in love with a man called Thomas Costello. And he was otherwise known as Strong Thomas Costello. And she lived in Mayo, and he lived about 8 miles away from her. But this time she fell sick for the love of Thomas Costello, and her father would have nothing to do with him. But she was so ill that they sent for him to come to her bedside. And while he was there, she got better and better. And as she got better, her father saw no more reason to keep him in the house, so he sent him away, still refusing to let him marry her. And he swore if he crossed a certain river called the Donoghue River, that he'd never come back to the house, no matter how ill or anything she got after he left. Well, he left the house and he went into the river and he put the horse he was riding back and forth in the river for a couple of hours, and still there was no call from the house for him to come back. So eventually he crossed over to the other bank, and the minute he was on the other bank, the father ran after him calling him back. But he had given his oath that he wouldn't come after he crossed the river. So he went on his way home, and 2 days after she died, and he came to the graveyard where she was buried, and he sang the lament over her grave every night for a week. Eventually they found him dead on top of the grave.
Oh. corona lighter. Ed lab chlor mas non chicop mare digil folerom agravi gnal nihic menta.
When I get to learn a song, I want to find out something about it, just in case. Well, just in case anybody asks me the history of the song. I don't think a song is no good to me unless I know the story about it. They never ask you at home to sing a song. They say, say a song. And you tell the story first and then you sing the song. But without the story, the song is useless.